Chalalissa, is it true that Reb Meir doesn't hold to Nisa Chalalissa like the Churi holds a Nisa Chalalissa? So why are all these 60 Surim Chal? So Mura says, Nihi di Issa Chalalissa Lesle, true, he doesn't hold from that. The same type of an Issa, if once one Issa is Chal, a second one wouldn't be Chal. But in these cases, the Mishnah tell you it's called Issa Moisiv the Issa Kuddle Lisle. It's an Issa that you're adding on more Surim to more places. Or upon the Gavra, we add on more Surim upon him, that he holds like we had before in the Mishnah. Good, what's the case like this? Shabor al Imai. This son lived with his mother. Roilud Bas, his mother now gave birth to a daughter. The Yisa Bitoi V'yachoyse Bad Yadadi Osi. As soon as this girl is born, his two Yisurim call upon this son now, that he can live with her, because right away she's his sister, and she's also his daughter. So those two Yisurim Chalba Vasachas, that's good. Now, Nisas L'Yachiv, when his brother marries her, so mi good yisustiv is legabi yachin. Since when the brother marries her, now that the wife becomes also to the other brothers, so yisustiv yisul legabi day, it also becomes also to him. Even though it's also to him before, that's also called an issa moisif. Since when the other brother marries her, she becomes also to the other brothers, that's also chal nis upon him. Then if the first brother gives her a get, nisas lechiyoviv. Let's say his father's brother marries her. So mi good yisustiv yisul legabi sharachiyoviv. Once one brother marries her, she becomes also to all the other brothers. Al eshesach. If so, yisustiv legabi day. So it's also called an issa moisiv. That now it's chal nis upon this son. He's also to live with her for this issa. Hevlo eshesish. That she gets married or she remains married. Mi good yisustiv yisul legabi yalno. Since when she gets married now, she's also to marry anybody else in the whole world. Like when she's married, she can't live with anybody else. Is Yisusim Nam Legabadi Day? It's also called an Issa Moisiv. But since the Issa is Chal upon everybody else, it's also Chal upon this first person, even though she was also to him before. But it's called an Issa Moisiv, it's Chal upon him also. Heavy Le Nida, if she comes a Nida, so Migu the Yisusim Is Legabi Baila, the Hiddish of Nida is that not only is she also to the rest of the world, but she's even also then to her own husband. So since the Issa Nida is Chal upon somebody new, as Yisusim Nam Legabadi Day, it's even Chal upon the son. So if that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, then when the son lives with his own daughter, which is his sister, which is his brother's wife, which is his uncle's wife, which is an Eshesish, which is a Nida, he's Chayiv six Chatois. And even though we hold Ein Yisra Chalissa, here it's much better. These are all called Yisra Moisif or Yisra Kailo. Now the Mishnah says a similar case could be what's going to be Habor Albas Bitoi. Somebody could live with his granddaughter. Albas Bitoi, his daughter's daughter. So Chai Vale, could be Chai Vale living with her, Mishum Bas Bitoi. First of all, it's your granddaughter. Vik Halosa, she could also be your daughter-in-law. Fieshis Ochit, she could also be your brother's wife. Fieshis Achiyov, she could also be your uncle's wife. Fieshis Ishtoi, she could be your own wife's sister. Fieshis Ish, she could also be married. And Venida. Also, you behave all these chatois, even though it's one bia. Rabbi Yosi says, im ovar zokin, if let's say the grandfather, the Yaakov, the grandfather, im ovar zokin v'noso, and he lived with her, so nachai v'le mishum eshesav. Now when this son lives with her, he'll have another kiyot, he'll be over nisa eshesav, he's living with his father's wife. V'chein habor al bas ishtoi. More than the same that somebody lives with the Bas Ishto, the daughter of his wife, Fiyal Bas Bito, or the daughter of her daughter, also could have all these Asurim. The same way the Rashi says, could have all these cases also. Rashi says, Tuchain Bas Ishto, Chai Bale Mishrim Bas Ishto, the Kalos of Eshesachiv, Tuchain Bas Ishto, Chai Bale Mishrim Kaleila. Could be all these cases apply also. Now the Gemara says, Kitoni, what does the Mishnah say? Chai Bale Mishrim Eshesav. That if your grandfather married her, so then when you live with her, yichai mishum eshesav, it's your father's wife. Mishum, it was your father's wife. Even though your father gave her get, your father died, still it's also to you, you're not allowed to live with your father's wife. For the Gemara, misharele is at muta. Mishum eshesav, misharele, trashi l'oviv shozer, is at muta for the father, omer av yechanon, kugoyin shenofaloy liyovim. And the Chura, how is the father allowed to marry her? Lechur is his brother's wife. So there it is, where the brother died without kids, and therefore is a mitzvah yibum. And Rashi says, it was his brother's wife. So the Mishnah says, you'd be mechayvim mishum yonkel's wife. Says, so mashma, your father's brother married her. So if your father's brother married her, how could your father marry her? The case is that your father's brother died without kids, so the mitzvah yibum, therefore your father married her. For the Mori Yochiv, so my over. But the Mishnah says mashma that if the father married her, then it's also for the son. Mashma b'diyevet b'nav lachatchila. If it's a mitzvah yibum, what's the father doing wrong? It's right. And the Mishnah just says over zokim mashma if the zokim didn't have her and married her, the kedushin is chal. Now upon the son, you have this new issa. But the chuluk is the mitzvah yibum. The grandfather's not doing anything wrong. So what's the Mishnah saying? Over, he did something wrong. The Mihochi, if so, my over, what do you mean he did? Is he doing something wrong? So Rabbi Yaakov says like this, Rabbi Yaakov, Shova Mishum, Kalois Benoi Shnia. That she happens to be also, Kalois Benoi, happens to be your son's daughter-in-law. Now since it's your son's daughter-in-law, that's Nisim the Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim talk, it was also for the grandfather to marry her. Kriyotonim, like we learned, Kalosoi Erva, that your daughter-in-law is an erva to you. Chai b'krisis, kushas atchal. But kalas benoi, if the daughter-in-law of your son, shini yasoni yasim the rabbanin. So that's the case of this Mishnah. If the grandfather married her, he didn't miss the rabbanin, but still his kedushim was chal. Because in the derisa, there was a mitzvah yibam there. So if the grandfather married her, now if the son lives with her later, he's over in Issa Eshesav. The Chenat Moitzei, same thing you find, the Chenat Moitzei, you find the Mishnah says, the Bas Benoi, with the daughter of your son, not the Mishnah, Sam is saying, the Chenat Moitzei, you also find, the Bas Benoi, with the daughter of your son, or the Bas Ben Benoi, and the daughter of your grandson. At Seth Koderos, no matter how far down you go, they're all also. Fred Gemaro, me is the Rabbi Yossi, is the Chalalissa, true, Rabbi Yossi Yod, is the Chalalissa, Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, Imov is zokin v'nosa than chayvel er mishumesh esav. I she's also to you anyway before. So what you have to say? Yod Yisachal Lissa. Is that true? If you have to know, learn like this. Obar aveira sheyesh po shtei misas. Somebody did an aveira that he's chayv two misas for it. Shtei misas. I lived with this lady that she could be a mother-in-law and she could be an eshes ish. So if your mother-in-law you chayv a sreifa and for your eshes ish you chayv chenek. So it says, Lachur is Nidim Mechamura. We give you the Mohammed to Kaponik. We've learned Misr, Sreifah, Mohammed, we give you Sreifah. Rabbi Yossi Yemeno, Nidim Bezikir Rishayna. We give you the first Misa, the first Issa that became upon her. Like if she was married first and then she became your mother-in-law, so we give you the Misa Chenik. If she was first your mother-in-law and then she got married, we give her the Misa. Why? Because you go bust the first Issa. Because we see why. Because the old Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So your abuse yields ain't a sechal lisa. Therefore, you only get the first misa. That's the only isa that was chalos. And it says now, but Tanya, we learned ketzad. How is this? Ketzad amr Rabbi Yosi nidim bezikir shen. How is it that Rabbi Yosi said you get the first misa? Chamoisev. First, she was your mother-in-law. You married a daughter. Then the nashu says then she remarried. So and then you live with her. Nidim shum chamoisev. You only get sreifa for chamoisev. I she's married now. Because the old Ein Yisra Chal Nisra, the second Nisra is not Chal upon you. What's going to be your first this lady was married? Eches Ish. V'nas Yisra Chal Moisev. Then you marry her daughter. And then you live with her. So, Nidze Mishum Eches Ish. Yechai Chenik. For living with Eches Ish. So, who you see of Yisra Chal Nisra, Ein Yisra Chal Nisra, even though one is more Moisev, one is more Chelol, the Chal Yod Ein Yisra Chal Nisra. So, my answer is no. Omer Rav Avua. Moide Rabbi Yosi be Yisra Moisef. Rabbi Yosi agrees if the Yisra is Moisef, it is Chal. V'chein the same thing to Yosi Rabban Amav Yechanan. That Moide Rabbi Yosi be Yisra Moisef. Where the Yisra is Moisef, then he agrees the second Yisra is Chal. Now, my Yisra Moisef, what kind of Yisra Moisef is it? He could brawl the Saba. So right now, that the Saba, the grandfather, has a son. So me good Yisra Moisef Yisra Lagabe Brei. Since when the grandfather marries this wife, she becomes also now to this son, as he still feels through the Gabri day, who then also becomes also to you. So this type of an history holds, is that the Yisra is chal upon somebody else also, Samigra is chal upon somebody else, it's also chal upon you. For when nobody else is involved, only with you, then the Yisra does not hold Yisra chal al Yisra. Senechnaim, the territories of Yisra also in Yisra Kredel, Yisra Moisev, he holds from. Rashi explains, if so, why does he say he get the first Misa? Because he held the Hilcha, she was first your mother-in-law, and then she became an Eishes Ish, even though Eishes Ish is an Issa Moisif, because now she becomes us to the whole world, but still the reason why he gets Sreifa is because he holds Sreifa is more Chomer. So that's why he get the first Misa. Not because Amy. If someone lives with his mother-in-law, is chayiv aleh mishum chamois, it's possible to have one chatis for your mother-in-law. Vikhalosa, she could also be your son, your daughter-in-law. Vyesha sachiv, she could also be your brother's wife. Vyesha sachiyov, she could also be your uncle's wife. And viachoy sister, she could also be your wife's sister. Vyesha sister, she could also be married. Vanita, she could be a neither also. It's possible to live with this one lady and she has all these yisurim. Again, it's called Yisachal Lissa, because he's Yisurim HaMaisiv, one on the other. For him, the same thing, Abu Al Aim Chomov. If you live with the mother of your father-in-law, Aim Chomov, your father-in-law's mother, for Al Aim HaMaisiv, the mother of your mother-in-law, he goes to have all these Yisurim. Reb Yechon ben Nuri Aymer, Abu Al HaMaisiv, someone lives with his mother-in-law, Chai V'Lem Yishum HaMaisiv. Yechai Mishum, your mother-in-law. The Yain Chamois, you could also have the mother of your mother-in-law. The Yain Chamois, the mother of your father-in-law. Or Mullah, they said back to him, no, you're not Chai the Chatis for these separately. Because Shloshtim Shem Echad, they all have the same Issa. They're all called the Issa of your Chamov, or Ein Chamois, they're all called the same Issa. So you don't have a special Chiyat Chatis for these. So that kind of back is, you're not Chai the Chrich Katois, it's all Shem Echad. But the Pasuk says, Ervas Isho Bitul Esagalo, Es Bas Penovi, Es Bas Bitul Esikach, Agala Servos, Esherem Mazinihi. So Pasuk says, all of them is like one Indian. So no matter which way you go up or down, it's all one. So you're not Chayiv three Chatois, you're only Chayiv one Chatis. So Mar says, Omer of Lez, Omer of Oishia. Rav Yechon ben Uri, Vestumchit, Omer Dover Echad. They both say one thing. Rav Yechon ben Uri, here are the Moram, like we just said in the Mishnah. Sumchit, Mai, the Tanan. Yeah, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day. We'll stop here. You'll sell the last mission again, you enough test, you double the base. The last mission was Habu al Chamoisai. Someone lives with his mother-in-law. If chayivle, it's possible to say that your mother-in-law could be if he chayiv mishum at chamoisa, she's your mother-in-law. Vikalosa, she's also your daughter-in-law. Vieshes ochiv, she's also your brother's wife. Vieshes achiyoviv, she could be your father's brother's wife. Viachoy sister, she could also be your wife's sister. Vieshes, she could be married. Venida. So kids, it's possible for one lady to be all these things. Very short. We'll see. In some cases. Rishor. So the Chiddush is, if you live with Yechayiv, or all these different Chatois, all these different Averis. The Chayin, the same thing, Abu al Ein Chomov, if you live with the mother of your father-in-law, the Alein Chamoisai, or the mother of your mother-in-law, you also Chayiv. Rav Yechon ben Uri Oimer, Abu al Chamoisai, someone lives with his mother-in-law, Chayiv Oleo Mishum Chamoisai, V'yem chamoisoi, v'yem chomov. But the same lady could be all these three averas. She could be your chamois, your mother-in-law, and the mother of your mother-in-law. V'yem chomov, and the mother of your father-in-law. Is omuloi, so chomov said back to v'yachonur, it's not true. Shloshtum shem echadein, they're all three, one avera-like. It's all one shem, so if you only chayv one chat, it's not three chatois. Yeah. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Rashi says, "Avichad menuriyema mishum chamoisai, shayonoshoi bita, you married her daughter, obas bita, and the daughter's daughter, v'yein chomav, the mother of the mother-in-law, shenosu as bas beno." So
Because Lashem Shemechad, the Chad Korach Siv, they're all like in one lav, in one posik, so you only chayiv one, not three. We'll see. Zmar says, Amr Rav Lazar, Amr Rav Oishiyah, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri v'sum chasam odov recha, they both say the same thing. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri hodi amor, says now Mishnah, that the same lady, yechayiv for three averis here. Sumchis mai, what's the case of sumchis? It's now learn like this. Shok.